know what I mean. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Vladimir Putin has just won his fifth term. It's a six-year term as president of Russia. This is his fifth time. The only other president since the beginning of the century was Medvedev, one term. Putin has ruled Russia for this whole century, thanks to Yeltsin. Yeltsin realized that Russia had been betrayed by the Clintons and that America was going to bring Ukraine into the NATO. And Yeltsin just had enough, and he put in Putin at the beginning of the century, and Putin has won five of the last six elections. Is Vladimir Putin the greatest president of Russia in modern times, or in all times, or since Russia better, more powerful than the czars? Well, I do think so. And Vladimir Putin is the final president of Russia as we know present-day Russia. Vladimir Putin has rebuilt Russia, and he has made Russia great. He has, in the last 24 years, he has kept the United States in he has hindered America's world government. He has worked with other nations, and there is now a multipolar world. Thanks be to Vladimir Putin. I think he's the greatest Russian president because he has had to... He basically has been at war with George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, for 8 years. Not so much with Donald Trump, but with the final, this administration that's in power now, the illegal administration. And Vladimir Putin, he has rebuilt Russia's army. Well, under his leadership, the ruble now is the strongest it's ever been. He has made a treaty or an agreement with China. Jointly, they have been at war with the United States for the last 3 years. Well, 2 years, actually. February 2022. He has been removed from the World Economic Forum economic design or plan, which is exactly what he wanted, because Russia has put together a completely different system that the multipolar world nations, the BRICS nations plus, are using. So he just won the election. He will be Russia's last president before Russia's destruction. After Russia's destroyed, I don't know who will be the president of Russia. Vladimir Putin, he's not going to want to invade Israel. He doesn't want to go to war with Israel, in the Middle East. He doesn't have a choice. There's a prophecy about Russia in the time in which we live in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. And this war that he's going to be involved in, Russia is going to be defeated. Russia will come with a group of other nations. Just like right now, Israel is fighting a war in Gaza with Hamas, in Lebanon with Hezbollah, with the Houthis to some degree in Yemen, Syria, Islamic forces out of Syria, other forces being assisted by Iran. Very shortly, Israel is going to be at war in Jordan. Russia is going to be, will be joined with Iran, Turkey, forces out of North Africa, Ethiopia, Libya, I think Azerbaijan, maybe another old Soviet nation as well. Possibly even Ukraine, soldiers out of Ukraine. I don't know how that's going to work. But Russia is going to invade Israel in present-day Jordan. Once Israel takes possession of present-day Jordan, that's where Russia and Iran and these other nations will end up in the battlefields out in the countryside. They'll be destroyed. So present-day Russia is going to be led to war by Vladimir Putin. So you could say that he is the final president of Russia as we know it. After that war is completed, Russia, I don't know what's going to change in Russia as a nation. Then in Israel, I want to mention Benjamin Netanyahu. I think Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be the final prime minister of Israel. Netanyahu will continue to lead the IDF in this campaign against Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, enemies in Syria, and soon to be enemies in Jordan. And Israel is going to be successful. Benjamin Netanyahu will be successful in this campaign. And I'm thinking he may be the final prime minister of Israel, as we understand it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. Choose from thousands of easy-to-haul carry-out size trees, including 3-year-old 7- to 8-foot-tall autumn blaze maple trees, now only $139.99. 6- to 8-foot-tall fall fiesta sugar maple, now $229.99. And 6- to 8-foot greenspire linden trees, now only $139.99. Now through Mother's Day. Come
see.
You
take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Benjamin Netanyahu, will he be the last prime minister of Israel? Israel, the way I see it in the Bible, at some point is going to, in the Knesset, I don't know if there's going to be maybe a plurality of leaders in Israel in the future. I think they're probably, they may decide to do away with one prime minister and go to more of a dual, or I don't know how you would phrase it. Benjamin Netanyahu, do I believe that he personally, do I believe that he is the greatest prime minister in modern Israel's history? I do. He is different from even Menachem Begin. Begin was very great as a prime minister. I think that he actually loved Israel more than, to me, you might say, Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, that's difficult for me to say, but I've studied Menachem Begin personally for the Messianic and the Christian community. Menachem Begin was a what we term a closet Christian. He was a closet believer. He believed in Israel's Messiah. From what I've read, from the people that I know that knew him, Benjamin Netanyahu, not a believer. He, for the most part, doesn't really care much for the Christian community, but he will use the whatever support the Christian people can give him, he'll use it. That doesn't make him a bad prime minister. He has an objective. Israel must survive, must fight battles, and regardless of what nations agree with, or whether they agree with him or don't agree with him, it's irrelevant. Whether he gets support from this country or not, it's irrelevant. He's going to fight, and he's going to be victorious in this battle in the Middle East, in the present-day war that I call the Psalm 83 war. In Gaza Strip, West Bank, to some degree in East Jerusalem, with Lebanon, Syria, and soon to be the Jordan, nation of Jordan. And he's going to destroy Damascus. He's going to accomplish what Psalm 83 states is to take place. The people in the Arabs in the Gaza Strip, you have to understand, these people have been patterned, conditioned from the time they're born through Islam. They are patterned in a pattern of hatred toward Israel as a nation, the Jewish people as a people. They've been patterned to believe that the land of Israel is theirs, that it was stolen from them, from their grandfathers, great-grandfathers, by Israel, the Jewish people. This is a myth. They've been patterned. To break the pattern of hatred is for the most part impossible unless you know Jesus Christ. If you know Christ, there will be forgiveness in your heart, and you can view things from a biblical point of view. The Arab people were never to rule or own the acreage that we know as the Gaza Strip. That was Jewish property. Jewish property is going to extend eventually up to Lebanon, up to the eastern shores of the Mediterranean. People don't want to hear that. Israel is going to own Jordan and all the way to the Euphrates River. That is in the future. Benjamin Netanyahu, I would say that he is, maybe I may not like him as much as I like Menachem Begin, but I would say that Benjamin Netanyahu is the greatest prime minister that Israel has ever had in modern day history. Begin tried to bring peace. He just couldn't do it. Ronald Reagan interfered, and the Reagan administration destroyed that peace process that Menachem Begin had been enjoying. There is still peace to this day with Egypt and Israel, temporarily. That's going to probably, the relationship is strained, and I think they will, to some degree, maintain that relationship, because Egypt was a land that Christ and the, well, actually God, in the Old Testament times, when the children of Israel needed to be protected from the Canaanites, a culture that was extremely violent, was steeped in witchcraft, God used Egypt as a location to protect the children of Israel from that witchcraft in present-day Israel. And at the right time, God had the children of Israel return to the Middle East during the time of Christ. Christ, to be protected from Herod, was taken by his parents into Egypt to be protected. So God has had a special relationship with Egypt. So Egypt is going to probably continue to some degree, maintain a relationship with present-day Israel. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, is he going to be the last prime minister of Israel? At this point, I'm 80% sure that once the war is over, Benjamin Netanyahu is probably going to, his political career is over. And there's going to be a new political system in Israel. I don't know what that's going to be. I do say that it's going to be a new world order. It'll be affected greatly by the new world order, because Israel is going to be tired of war and is going to want peace. And Israel is going to want to make peace with, of all nations, the United States. And Israel is going to say, okay, America, we'll make peace with you. Promise that you'll protect us and you won't invade us. And America will say, okay, we won't invade and we will protect you. But really, they don't need to, because Israel's enemies, for the most part, will be destroyed. Russia, Iran, all of the enemies within the nation of Israel. Damascus will be destroyed. Israel really won't have a lot of enemies, except one great enemy, empire. And Israel is going to say, okay, promise us you won't invade. And America, at that time, the president of America, the final president of America, who I cannot see anybody holding that position other than Barack Obama. Barack Obama will tell Israel, okay, I promise I won't invade. three and a half years later, the invasion will occur, or 4 years. But Israel is not going to be safe. From this point to the time when Jesus Christ returns, Israel is going to be at war and will never be safe. She's going to be under constant, there's going to be continual affliction, hardship, betrayal, until Christ, until their Messiah returns, who they're not really looking for at the present time. Now, America, the greatest president in the United States of America, I say Donald Trump, because he's in the Bible. He's a King Solomon's stranger in Chronicles and 1 Kings. He is the seventh king in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Donald Trump is the greatest president of America. Andrew Jackson, Ben Franklin, Jackson, Washington, Lincoln, they were great in their time. But Donald Trump, in our time, is the greatest American president in our time, and I think of all times. He has proven that he will continue to battle the New World Order, battle the families that rule America. He will continue to fight the continuity of government, all the agencies in this country that have tried to destroy him, hinder him, scuttle his plans, which to a great degree they have. He will continue until that day when God relieves him of his duties. He will be a threat to the New World Order, to the ruling families of this country, to Pilgrim Society, New York, and the City of London. He will be a threat to the occult families in this country, in Europe. He is a threat. He will continue to be a threat. He's the greatest president this country has ever had, in my own opinion, my view, for the reasons I stated already. The riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. Eight administrations, but only seven people, one of these seven people, will be America's president for about 16 years. There's only one person that can, in my view, that can take that position. It's Barack Obama. Do I believe he's coming back? I do. Do I ask you to believe me? No, I don't. Do I think that you might think I'm maybe out there? I do. Do I care? No, I don't. Because I think and I know, according to Scripture, he's coming back. He never really left. He's still working in his basement, in his sweats, doing what he does, rewriting the Constitution, writing a new Constitution, a new plan for America. Everything will change. We won't have 50 states. We'll have seven regions, basically. And he'll appoint the people that have been loyal to him. And there's nothing we can do about it. You can't change prophecy. You can't change what God has stated is going to happen. This is what makes God, God. He declares the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that are not yet done. He is God. He sees the future. He declared what the future would be. To the Apostle John, John wrote this riddle of seven kings. the seven final kings of a great empire, the greatest empire in the history of mankind, America. And the final seven rulers of America. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming. Why you better hide your heart, your loving heart. Eli's coming, and the cards say.
So we have the greatest president of Israel, the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. I would say that even, I would say he would be greater than Menachem Begin. And the greatest president ever of Russia, Vladimir Putin. You'll see in the future that Vladimir Putin has done more to halt the movement and the activities of the New Age movement than we could even imagine. He is actually halted. He is hindered. He has frustrated the Clintons, the Rockefeller family in this country, the leaders of Britain, the New World Order, Klaus Schwab, even Fauci. Putin didn't go along with the vaccinations, didn't go along with the COVID lie. And because of that, I say that Putin has done quite a bit to protect the people of Russia and also the nations that work with Russia in a multipolar system, a group of nations that are de-dollarizing, nations that are using their own currencies, nations that are beginning to back their currencies with gold, with metals, that have taken a stand against the sanctions of empire. So Vladimir Putin is a great leader. He's very, very, he is a great leader. He is going to take Russia to a great war, and he's going to be defeated. Now, in this country, again, Donald Trump, he's great because he's the only president of the last seven presidents that is not an insider. Reagan was, to a great degree, an insider. He's just a politician tied into the military, industrial complex. But Trump, not so much. Trump has been at war with ruling families. What were the names of the ruling families? Bushes, Clintons, / Rockefellers. And because of that, the World Economic Forum, and even the powers, I'll say this before I forget, the NATO powers, America's European army, our arm, America's arm in Europe, Putin even stood up to these people, told them, we're not going to cover your pay your way anymore. You need to ante up. Take a percentage of your gross national product. Start paying for your own militaries. And so Trump actually made NATO great. He's a great president. I know there are many that disagree. It's okay. It's all right. Time will tell. And when Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name, who he's not a Muslim, like I stated before, he is God unto himself. When he returns, he's going to change the political, what's the word I'm looking for? Scenery, landscape in this country. We're going into a new system. There will be no constitution. The constitution is already just barely holding together. It's being not just dismantled, they're putting nitroglycerin to it in every court case, especially the cases taking place now with Trump. And I'll give you a little insight. The Constitution of the United States of America, this great document, is in the Bible. It is in the Bible. It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's a restrainer. It's something that holds back lawlessness, something that holds back the evil in the hearts of men. It restrains, it restricts men from doing whatever they please. When you don't restrict men or governments from when there's no restrictions, you have lawlessness. And this is what is coming to this country. And once the Constitution is, once it has been removed for good, once it's, you might say, breathed its last breath, then the lawless person will take power illegally, become the next president for the next 8 years, roughly, and America, the landscape will change. This is what's coming. Can we stop it? No. Is it true? Yes. Will it happen? Yes. Christ said that in the years before he returns, there would be wars. I present this all the time because it takes a time for the, you hear things and it doesn't go to the heart. It doesn't go deep into the remembrance, into the mind. It doesn't go in, it goes into the short-term memory. It needs to go into the long-term memory. Christ said there would be wars. We've started the wars. There would be famines. They've begun. The hunger that would begin to take place will not be because of natural events. It would happen because of mankind's technology. The wars that would increase would be fought not just with bullets and bombs, but technology. Weapons that greater than the atom bomb, nuclear bombs, greater. You have technology that you put metals inside of somebody and you control them digitally. You control them through frequencies. This is warfare. This is where we're headed. This we cannot stop. This is what Christ said would happen. I'll be right back, Rick Rodriguez.
You know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
So I'm presenting a final president of Russia, a final prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the end of the Trump political, his political career, and a new president of the United States of America that is soon to come. He's in the wings, waiting for the call to take position once again in this country. I haven't even mentioned Xi Jinping, the final president of China, the president that I believe will take China to Armageddon. So you're going to have Barack Obama at Armageddon. You're going to have Xi Jinping at Armageddon. You're going to have, I don't know who the great Muslim leader of all the Islamic world that will take the Islamic armies to Armageddon. We're going to find out who that is before long. You're going to have the armies of Antichrist there. And there's a change coming. It's a dawning of the Age of Aquarius, which actually took place in the late 60s. A new spiritual age. We're in a new spiritual age. At the end of the last century, the occult world came out and proclaimed loudly, arrogantly, that this century that we are in will be a satanic century. This is what they claimed, a satanic century. And from the time that the century began to the present, the rise of witchcraft, the rise of the occult, the just overall Christianity, you might say has been on the wane. The occult, mysticism, New Age belief systems has been waxing great. This is a sign that Christ said would happen at the end of the world before he comes. He said, when I return, will I find faith? Meaning, for some reason, the Christianity that should have taken over and should have affected the world, something has happened, and Christianity and what the Church of God should have done did not do, which is another prophecy that Paul stated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that there would be a great apostasy, a great falling away, people leaving their faith, walking away from Christ, depending on their fortunes, their jobs, depending on everything but God. That is the condition of America presently, I would say, within the Christian churches. All of the mainstream denominations, if you ask them a question, do you believe in Bible prophecy, they maybe 5% will say, yeah, I do take Bible prophecy seriously. And then within the evangelical church community, maybe 40%, 30% takes Bible prophecy seriously. For the most part, they don't. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. The signs would be evident, the wars, rumors of wars, famines, floods, there would be sickness, and the signs would be evident, but no one would pay attention. The rise of evil, violence, people, it's one of the signs of the end of the age. Nobody would pay attention. But one thing they do pay attention to is this matter of cashless society. Now, this catches everybody. Why? Because in man's heart is the love of money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. And the fact is, if you love money, If that's all you think about day and night, if you count you look at your checking account, you see what's in the account. If you look at your possessions, look at your home, look at your wealth that you have, the wealth that is coming month to month or quarter by quarter or yearly, then it's the root of all evil, because you're not thinking about anything but yourself. This would be one of the conditions that Christ said would, this would be the environment that we'd live in. You wouldn't pay attention to the signs of the times except a cashless society. I have an article I've been wanting to get to. I might do it tomorrow. This matter of the new currencies, the CBDC currencies, central bank digital currencies. There's not a central bank currency. There are many different systems for different, one system for the common man to buy and buy food and pay bills, then the other for industry, for companies, corporations. It's very in-depth and can be complicated. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
So I wanted to present today the final great men of the nations in the years before Christ returns, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's going to be known as a great prime minister. Once the conflict is finished, once the Israel has won these battles, then Benjamin Netanyahu, for just a brief period of time, he'll be recognized as being a great Israeli leader. But you know, the heart of man, everybody's going to have a complaint. They will eventually say, well, yeah, he was great, but there'll be a but. Same with Netanyahu. He's a great leader. But once he loses the war in present-day Jordan, he's a great leader, but Donald Trump, the greatest president in the United States of America, the president that brought a great peace and a great time to this country one final time 4 years ago, he were still kind of receiving the blessings of his previous administration when he was in power. But everybody, even during his administration, was complaining, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? Well, he pretty much had his hands tied. He had two hands tied behind his back and one leg tied also. But he did quite a bit. Xi Jinping, greater than Mao? I think so. Because of, again, technology, because of modern, the way that China has been modernized, he is going to be considered to be a great president. But great doesn't mean good, it just means great. But he's going to bring the Asian armies to Armageddon. He's going to unify some of the Asian sisters. When America betrays the Asian nations, he will bring the Asian sisters to Armageddon. And the coming president of this country will also amass a great armies, and they will be at Armageddon also. So Obama's armies will be there. Xi Jinping's armies will be there. The armies of Islam will be there. All the nations that hate Israel will be there. And then Christ will come, destroy them all. 5 foot of blood flowing for 200 miles. That's quite a lot of blood. The great winepress of the wrath of the Almighty God. But that's okay. Many of us won't be there. I won't be there. I'm too old. I can't fight. And I won't be part of that army anyhow. I'm in another army, an army that is eternal. For today, Rick Rodriguez, let's visit tomorrow. We'll see what happens overnight. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for the Present Truth Program.
This is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.